Hey everyone, welcome back to the Film Fund Podcast. I'm your host, founder and executive producer at the Film Fund, Thomas Verity. I'm also an award-winning filmmaker, producer, and film festival judge. I started the Film Fund to give artists and filmmakers an easier, alternative way to get their film funded. Instead of working on a screenplay, crowdfunding campaign, or grant application, you write one sentence pitching your film for a chance to receive up to $10,000 and other prizes to make it. The winners of the Fall 2020 Funding Contest has recently been announced, so be sure to check out our social media channels as well as your email for the announcement of those winners. We want to thank all the people who submitted and remind listeners that contests do happen regularly, so if you're listening at a later date, check the website at thefilmfund.co for the most up-to-date information. Today we have Augie Kim, who is camera department manager at Expressway Cinema Rentals, who is one of our amazing sponsors. They've been sponsoring a camera and lens two-day rental package for the last few contests. Everyone's super excited about it. The winners are super grateful, and we can't wait to see those projects come to fruition. Augie, I want to thank you so much for coming. Could you give us a brief background on yourself as well as what Expressway Cinema Rentals does?
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I'm really excited to be able to chat with you. My name is Augie Kim. I started at Expressway about 5 years ago as an intern, kind of doing graphic design work for them. I have a background in graphic design from college. So I was doing graphic design work for them, and that was when Expressway was a primarily Grip and Electric rental company. So the background for Expressway is that it's the three owners that started off with, a truck and a trailer with some C-stands and a few lights. And they were just kind of tired of going to New York all the time for rentals. You know, it was a fairly small market in Philly at that time. And they were working in the industry. So they decided to kind of get together, start a rental company. That's when Expressway Grip started. So when I joined, literally they popped their head into the editing bay and they were like, hey, like, we're thinking about kind of going to camera. And they knew I was really interested in camera technology in general. A lot from photography from school was really a passion of mine, more than graphic design, actually. So I said, yeah, let's see where this goes. Let's do it. Got a C300 Mark I and some CP2s. And started it from there. So 5 years ago, is really when the camera department started and turned into Expressway Cinema Rentals.
Got it. That's such a cool story. I love when things really start from the ground up like that. Like, hey, we're thinking about doing cameras. Yeah. What do we do? So that's always so cool to see. And you guys, you know, just gave away, it's an Ursa. I don't know, I'm not a super gearhead, more on the producing side, but do you have the details of the prize in front of you? If not, I could pull them up.
Yeah, it's the Ursa Mini G2. It's a Blackmagic camera and as well as a set of Ultra Primes, which is an Arri.
That's awesome.
Brand camera.
And it's lens. And I find the, you know, having the right gear and the right lenses is so important to producing a short film that looks good still on a small budget. I was wondering if you could talk maybe about the benefits of renting equipment versus buying it for production.
For sure. So the easiest way to look at it is if you're doing a project and you have a piece of equipment that you know you can utilize past that particular project and that could really help your professional career, that is generally where you would land in terms of purchasing equipment. So for a lot of people, that's like a Canon lens because it can be used on so many different platforms. Certain body, if they know that they're going to be able to use it for not only for their passion projects like narratives, but also maybe some industrials as well, that can be kind of like their bread and butter jobs. Renting, I would say, is really where you're kind of leaning more towards your higher end spectrum. So obviously, it's going to be a little harder for you to purchase a $60,000 cinema camera or $100,000 lens set. So you will lean towards the rental houses to be able to absorb that cost for their business and then for you to be able to utilize those for the projects that you want to utilize them for.
That definitely makes sense. Yeah, we have a lot of blog articles about the best types of equipment to use and what do I do. That is a question we get a lot. So obviously you guys are sponsoring the prize with the Blackmagic Ursa. What are some other what's some other good equipment you would recommend to, beginning filmmakers or filmmakers who are making shorts?
So specifically, in terms of cameras, the Blackmagic is an excellent camera. The Ursa Mini is great. I think their Pocket Cinema cameras, the 6K one that they released not too long ago, is also great if you are someone that started off in that DSLR world. You're used to shooting on a 5D Mark III or 4, and you kind of want to go towards a camera that's a little bit more specifically meant for video. The Pocket 6K is excellent because it's kind of like the form factor that you're used to, and it gets you some great images from that. I would say C300s and the FS7, now the C300 Mark III and the FX9 lines are also great, like kind of mid-budget camera to use for anything from a narrative all the way up to, or up to a commercial or your industrials, kind of covers a lot of bases that way. I can go into lenses. I mentioned the Canon L series, which are very common and utilitarian in that regard because they are an affordable price point to kind of enter into to purchase on your own, and you'll get a lot of bang for your buck in terms of what the amount of projects you can use them for. And nowadays they're coming out with a bunch of different like cinema primes that if you're really invested into it and you can afford to do so, be able to get a pretty decent set of prime lenses as well.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I mean, studying film and talking with different cinematographers, the glass you put in front of your camera is so important too, depending on what you're going for in terms of your project. And we have listeners from all over. I mean, I first met Expressway through another community in Philly called Rough Cuts in their Slack channel. I don't even remember. I think I was just talking about gear, and obviously you guys, that's exactly what you do. So it came up and we ended up talking about sponsorships. But we have listeners from all over. And with the prize that you're sponsoring, that includes round trip shipping, which is awesome. But I was wondering how, if someone, aside from that prize, let's say someone's not in Philly and they're looking for similar resources Expressway provides, do you do shipping regularly as part of your services?
I would say definitely in the past 2 to 3 years, we've started generating partnerships with, shipping companies like FedEx and UPS, and really kind of nailing down our processes internally to be able to kind of turn around equipment and be able to ship them out quickly, sometimes that same day, and get it to you next day. So yeah, I think shipping is definitely something that people may not know that a rental house can do, especially us, that we have a lot of processes and protocols in place for exactly how to do that and accomplish that, and we do it all the time. So yeah, we're more than happy to ship.
That's good to know too, because it's when I think of camera equipment, I think of this big, heavy stuff, but knowing that you have all the procedures in place, that makes me really comfortable too.
Yeah, I would say, shipping tends to be expensive if you're just looking on like their websites or whatever, but with our partnerships with these shipping vendors that we have a discount with them. So, definitely feel free to ask and say, hey, this would love to get this shipped to my, set here. Can you get me kind of an estimate on what that would cost? And typically our cost would probably be better than what you would get from if you were to just bring it to the store or anything like that. So whatever really makes your life easier in that regard, like we kind of want to make it so it's as smooth as possible. If you want to include return shipping in that as well, we can make you a label. So whatever you need, we'll generally tend to be able to handle.
That's super good to know. Speaking of sets, I mean, I asked you a little bit about equipment you could recommend, but just in general, equipment advice for filmmakers. Say I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. Do you have any just general advice about equipment when you're putting together a shoot?
I would say it's I mean, this is kind of biased, but I would say reach out to your rental house and ask them. There have been plenty of times we've had clients that are producers that have little to no knowledge about the equipment, and they say, put together our package. And just as like simple as that, they'll say, put together a camera package, a standard camera package, whatever that really entails. So, and we generally kind of know, you know, you obviously need your tripod, you obviously need your camera, your lenses, some kind of way to power it all, media. Mm-hmm. So it does go down this like kind of tumbling rabbit hole of, you know, you think you can just get the body and the tripod and like, we're like, good, we got the lens and we're all cool. But, you know, when you're planning for a shoot and, you know, time is money, you need to make sure that you're prepared for it in terms of equipment so that you're not wasting time doing some kind of task that would have been easier if you just had the right equipment from the start rather than trying to figure out a solution on set with pieces that might not really be the right answer for it and just takes up more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the advice there is go to your rental house because they're very knowledgeable.
Yeah, so that's the bias answer. I mean, so if I'm talking to somebody that may not have a rental house near them, utilize your online resources and I guess the main thing to think about from the start is like, what am I trying to achieve? Like, what is the project? What are the things that I know are the stipulations to it? Do I need to be running gun? So do I need more of my package to have handheld accessories and be able to move around a little bit more? Or is this going to be something that I know is fairly locked off? Then you can start to tender your package towards like more stable support. So it really is really hammering down what your absolute needs are. Like maybe there's a car shot in it that you're like, this has to be in it. It's like the focal, you know, the main focus of this project. Then obviously then those are items that you're going to need for it as well. But yeah, in terms of picking and choosing the actual equipment, it's going to be kind of what the look is, I guess, is going to be another part of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a documentary is probably going to have different gear requirements than something narrative or even a music video, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, docs, you know, you obviously want to maybe stick to zooms rather than primes because you're going to be running around. You don't want to waste time changing a lens while, you know, something important is happening live that you're just never going to be able to recreate, you know? So, it's really locking down the stipulations and the restrictions of the job and the absolute like needs, and then kind of tailoring your package towards that.
Yeah, that all makes sense too. Got to have the right tools for the job, and job's always going to be different.
For sure.
So you guys also have is a little bit unrelated, but I just thought of it randomly. You have a New York presence as well, right? Up in
Rochester.
Buffalo, Rochester.
Yeah.
Rochester. Talk to me a little bit about the history of, did you guys expand to there from Philly?
Yeah. So
Philly was first.
Yeah. Philly is HQ, is our home base. And then we were kind of lightly looking into other locations. So we're just kind of hitting these cities up and seeing, you know, what's up at all these different types of, locations. And then in Rochester, when we went up there, the city actually kind of welcomed us with open arms. You know, they were like, it's a need that's not really met locally there, just because it's in New York. It's not close to New York City. There's not a lot of resources up there for renting cinema grade equipment. And more importantly, in my opinion, consultation. You know, that's something that we pride ourselves in, is to be able to have that relationship with people and to kind of walk them through some process that they may not have been privy to before that. Rochester, they, along with RIT, which is the school up there, they have some kind of relationship with, don't quote me on it, but I think Disney, with Magic Spell Studios. So it was a really interesting location. It's the, you know, the place Kodak was at for forever. It's in a really prime spot to serve the Syracuse and Buffalo markets. And we're like, okay, like this might be an interesting space that we can kind of help the community kind of grow how we feel like we did in Philly. You know, it was a small town with not much in terms of resources at the time when Expressway started. So we're like, cool, let's try to see if we can emulate that up there and help that area kind of expand what their capabilities are.
And that's awesome. I mean, community is so important for any business. I mean, that's the reason we're doing this podcast, to further engage the community. So, I mean, I think that's incredibly smart in terms of what you guys are doing. If there was one thing about Expressway you would want someone who's listening to this to take away, what would that be?
One thing. So I would say it's that we, even behind closed doors, and it sounds super cliche, just as you mentioned, the community is extremely important to us. You know, it's the backbone of kind of what is allowing us to do what we're doing. So it's as many people that might think, okay, they're a business and you know, they're going to make business moves. When we're having our managers meetings and our leadership meetings and our strategy meetings, it's like, what are we doing for the community? What do they need? How are we engaging with them? You know, who are people that we can talk to kind of let them know that we're here for them, you know? And every time I get off a call with somebody that may not have been aware about us or what we provide, and they'll call about some random thing that's very, you know, it's more just about asking a question about a piece of technology. You know, we nerd out, we give them all the resources we possibly can, even if they're not going to rent with us or renting with us or planning to rent with us. You know, it's, we just like being those people that people can rely on to call, to get answers and give them the honest answer, and our best, suggestions for whatever they might need.
That's great. Yeah. And it, that really goes back to how you were painting Expressway when I asked about the equipment advice. Just I can hear the passion coming across and the knowledge about the specific gear and what you need to put together for a shoot. And I love that phrase you use, nerding out. I think that's why we do this. We're just super passionate about it. What does Expressway have in store for the future? Do you guys have any other expansion plans to other cities or just big plans in general?
So I would say cities. We just got to Rochester. We're trying to really build a nice foundation there. I would say internally, we're looking into, you know, so we've kind of found the formula, right? Like, you get your inventory, you make sure the kits are nice, that it's all working really well, and that reliability is not even a question. So like, when we're thinking like, what else can we do internally? It's kind of expanding into maybe some more QC and servicing and knowledge and theory base about our equipment. You know, so our lead technician here, we send him over to Cook in the UK to their factory to get certification on how to repair Cook lenses. So cool. We send him to Able to kind of get his toes dipped into like the whole Zeiss and Arri world of lenses. It's kind of expanding our capabilities internally so that we can provide more to the clients further than what maybe a traditional rental house could provide, or maybe one that, you know, like a Panavision or like these bigger legacy houses might be able to do. So we're trying to do our version of that, because we're obviously not a huge corporation or a Panavision, right. But you know, let's start exploring these options of what these future technologies are. As we're speaking right now, we have somebody in the prep bay. They're trying to test out their platform for virtual production. So kind of like what the Mandalorian uses, tracking your camera in Unreal Engine, which is a video game software. So we're trying to soak up as much of that information as possible, be part of that part of the community, even though it's not maybe extremely traditional filmmaking. And saying, hey, like, we have the equipment that you say you need to like test it. We'll be more than happy to kind of provide that. If you can let us take a peek into your world, and gain some knowledge on that end as well. Another thing is we're going to 3D printing. So our camera technician, is also going into 3D programs and making little bits and bobs for our 3D printer.
That be printing like camera accessory type parts?
Yeah, it's either camera accessories or, parts that like will help our service aspect, just making things a little neater, a little bit more compartmentalized. I think a good example of that is those little focus gears for follow focus motors. You know, the fat ones are, you know, $150, $200 to buy just basically a plastic gear that's a little, you know, wider, so that, you know, lenses that travel back and forth for focus, that they don't fall off of the focus gear for those lenses. And so, you know, we're now able to just print those out, cable clips. It's a lot of things that are not like huge important feats of engineering, but they're stuff that sets us apart, because the ACs that we have here, you know, some are union, some are just like clean build wizards, and they just want a really nice looking rig. We'll provide these little small parts for them to really nicely tidy up their camera builds.
That's awesome. Yeah, 3D printing is incredible. We, in my master's program, they called it rapid manufacturing, and we had a whole thing on it. It's really crazy what you can do.
Oh, you have a
relate that to film gear.
You have a master's in engineering, right?
Technically, it's engineering. Yeah, I wouldn't call myself an engineer. it was master of engineering in technical entrepreneurship. So we had a little bit of integrated product development, finance, marketing, just everything you kind of need to execute and grow a business. Nice. Yeah, like I'm not an engineer by trade at all.
Gotcha.
That, I do have an MEng, which is kind of funny.
Nice.
Some of my engineer friends are a little salty about that. Just thinking about when you said the word, it was virtual production, not exactly related or the same thing, but it made me think of like creative strategies people have been using during COVID for production. Have you had any experience or any unique opportunities to do anything because of COVID specifically?
Yeah, so when we went into that lockdown, we were all working from home. So during those times, obviously we don't have orders going out. So it's a lot of R&D. So we had a chunk of people doing protocol stuff to make sure that, you know, when things opened back up, that we had all the procedures in place and that we had all the infrastructure in place, so that, you know, like the acrylic panels and all that, and installed hand sanitizers, all of that stuff. And then we also had a technology like committee that was then looking into a lot of the streaming aspect of it, and remote production, like, so remote control of your camera essentially. So yeah, we kind of delved into that, tried to figure out solutions that weren't over engineered. So something that we were like, all right, an AC that might be called for a traditional style of production may need to stream that to a client that's now offset. Like, how do we do that? How do we make that happen? We have somebody that's doing an interview, and they need, the talent doesn't want anybody in the house or the room. They'll allow them into the house or the room when they're not, you know, in there, but then once they're in there to do the interview, they don't want them in there. So how do we do that? So that was, you know, and right at that, around that time, Sony released the FX9, which has really in-depth browser-based controls of the camera, including if you're using a Sony lens, you can control zoom and focus and everything like that. So pretty much it's a hands-off ecosystem in terms of, all right, camera set up, it's connected to a computer, it's got some Wi-Fi, I'm, you know, in a different room, and I have another laptop that I can remote in and be able to control all the settings that way. So yeah, there's definitely some challenges. We're not network engineers, but but our technicians are really smart people. So we were able to kind of navigate all of that with them and figure it out. And so I would say those are the two most important things, is how to stream offset to a client, you know, or how to control a camera remotely were the two big things that were a project for us.
Do you think that'll affect filmmaking going forward, even once things open back up? Like, are these technologies you see being practically used on set, or is it more of, we can't do this right now, let's figure out a way to do it remotely?
I would say, well, so I didn't even mention the lighting aspect. I'm so biased towards camera. I don't even think about the lighting. So with lighting,
you guys do lighting as well, right?
Yeah. So we have, so in lighting world, there's also a wireless control of the lights as well via this like little like hub thing. So all the same things I was telling you about, remote control of the camera, there you can have a remote control of the, of certain lights. So I would say for now, in a weird way, lighting control via DMX, via Wi-Fi, that kind of could say they already kind of had that with app control, but it's the technology. I feel like these bigger companies and manufacturers have streamlined a little bit more because of all that. So now it's just helping in terms of even if you're on set, you still want to social distance and you still kind of want to keep yourself separated. So they've made those interfaces a little easier to use. In terms of camera, if you're going back to your normal set, I think streaming to client might be something that stays. Traditionally a client will fly into set from wherever they are and be there and monitor and all that. But now, I think we've figured out and people have figured out ways to get the feed onto a, a Zoom call or Google Hangout or what have you. We jumped into Discord, which then I think you pay like $5 a month and you get the Nitro or Boost and you can get 1080 signal that way. So I think that's something that might stay as well. Even post-COVID, it's just ways to get multiple clients' eyes on a feed and on a project, so that they don't have to pay for them to fire or whatever that way. One particular piece of equipment, I would say the Teradek Serve was something that we were even kind of considering before COVID was a thing. It's basically a transmitter that you put on your camera, and then it spits out a feed to up to 10 iOS devices so that you
Oh, that's
can
cool.
monitor, just like you would like a director's monitor, but just on your iPhone or an iPad or something like that. So a lot more eyes can get to get to look at the feed without having to crowd around a monitor.
That's very cool. Yeah, I could definitely see remote streaming being used either in an agency environment when you have clients or what have you. I think that's definitely a good nugget to think about for sure. Well, Augie, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak. Augie is the camera department manager at Expressway Cinema Rentals, who just sponsored our 2-day weekend rental package with the, I always forget, the Blackmagic
Ursa
Ursa
Mini,
G2,
yeah.
Ursa Mini G2. It's the Film Fund's prize, and I can't even remember the camera package. Ursa Mini G2 with a set of lenses as well. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning into the podcast and remind you that we just announced our most recent contest winners. So check our social media accounts as we roll them out, as well as our email newsletter. We had amazing prizes, such as the Expressway Cinema Rentals prizes, but also prizes from another local company here in Philly called Maestro Filmworks. They're doing a complete color grading package. As well as we're offering Adobe Creative Cloud subscriptions, KitSplit gift cards, and of course, cash to finance your production in the first place. So stay tuned for the next contest. We'll have amazing prizes just like these, as well as funding. And check the website at thefilmfund.co regularly for the most up-to-date information on that. Also, check out our blog at thefilmfund.co/blog. That's filled with great filmmaking and producing tips. And I think Expressway has a blog as well, right, Augie? You guys post some things there.
Yeah, we have a blog on our website, and it's got a lot of tips and tricks for tech that you might find helpful.
Definitely check that out because they know what they're talking about when it comes to gear and tech and being a camera rental house. Great resources. No matter where you're located, you can check out that blog. And check out our social media as well. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to stay up to date on what's happening at the Film Fund. Again, I want to thank you for listening or watching if you're checking out the video feed. Augie, do you have anything you'd like to add here as we wrap up? Any advice or just comments or whatever?
No, it's thank you for having me on. If any of your listeners need help with a project, definitely reach out. We have a full-fledged camera department as well as a separate G&E department that have trained and experienced technicians in both departments. So we can help you out with whatever you need from a student film all the way up to a national TV spot.
Awesome. That's so good to know. Thanks so much, Augie.
Yeah, thank
Bye,
you,
everyone.
Tom.